Good morning, Rishdim and Chayodim, Klal Nun Aleph. We're learning Siman Tes. So we left off with the Machlokes. What's the bracha, the correct bracha on strawberries? Is the correct bracha of Rei Pi Hetz or Rei Pi Adama? So the Shulchan Aruch follows the approach of Rashi, and therefore the bracha is Rei Pi Adama. The question is, what about if a person mistakenly said a Rei Pi Hetz? Do we say we totally ignore the other shita, or do they say, well, you know, according to that shita, the person was yotze, he said Rei Pi Hetz, so he can't go back and make a bracha because it could be he was yotze, so some brachas lahakel and he should continue eating. So what should you do? Okay, now b'lachem pazimkes yotze behen, these which are referred to as called erd berin. It's a type of a berry which grows on the ground, which is a Russia says that wasn't exactly where we have strawberries, but simply similar to strawberries. It grows on a bush, which has height to it, like a tree. So since it over the winter time, that withers, and it grows fresh from the sherish, mevarchim Rei Pi Adama. But you have a shabir chaleilu minim Rei Pi Hetz. So if a person did say Rei Pi Hetz, so what do you do? So the Chayyim says interesting shita. He says like this: we have a rule. Some brachos lahakol means that I can't make a bracha on the makom of safek. Okay. Can I eat based on that Safek bracha? I should argue, okay, I can't make a bracha at my Safek, but who says I'm allowed to eat? Maybe I didn't say bracha, and I shouldn't be allowed to eat. So in some cases, we say that is not true, and a person, Safek bracha is lahakol, included in Safek bracha is lahakol, is that a person is able to eat based on that bracha. This is actually a machloikus in the Tina Marshon and Marshal, where the person is allowed to continue to eat based on the bracha. I understand that I say sabbath bracha lahakol, I can't say bracha misafik. On the other hand, I'm not allowed to eat without making a bracha. Maybe I wasn't yotze. So in general, we paskin that a person is allowed to continue to eat based on the bracha. But if for some reason or the other, the Chayyim says over here that that's not the case. So what do you do? And I'm going to have to explain why this case is different. He says, what do you do? He says like this. So he made a bracha on these strawberries, or there's something similar to strawberries, and he made a Rei Pi Hetz. He should have said a Rei Pi Adama. He said a Rei Pi Hetz. So, Yechol Echod, Kadesh Lo Yevorach, Bavane Bracha Lo Batol. He should eat one. We'll take one bite. So, this way the bracha took effect. And if we will accept that the saying a Rei Pi Hetz is the correct bracha, so he said a bracha, and he ate. So it's not a bracha l'batala because he used the bracha to actually eat. But should only eat one. So this way the bracha is effective, and you're not eating based on a suffic bracha more than you need to. Aval lo yechol yoser achivorach al davar acher shebrachaser Rei Pi Adama ve'oy davar shebrachaser shehakol. Says, but you can only eat one, and then you should make a bracha of a Rei Pi Adama on something else, and have in mind to be mitzi this. Or at least he says, if I don't have that option, I could say a shahakol, but you haven't been yotze with the shahakol, so I'll eat something else with the shahakol. I'll have in mind to be mitzi this. The strawberry, which I mistakenly said a Rei Pi Hetz. So now, the Chayyim introduces an idea that even though we have a rule of seven brachos lahakol, so you can eat based on that bracha, but that doesn't mean you should keep eating. It means you should do enough that it's not a bracha l'batala, and then stop and make a new bracha using something else as a vehicle to say the bracha. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch does not bring this din down. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Sava Baruch is l'hakol. Person bidi yavet is yotzei, and he eats. And that's all he has to do. He doesn't have to stop after one. And the Chayyadim agrees with that concept. Elsewhere, he does not make this condition. It seems to be over here that he feels that the bracha is the hakra, that the bracha is brei pei hadama, is strong enough that really you should not be eating this based on a brei pei eitz, and therefore a person would have to, in order that shouldn't be bracha, but tell the person should eat something, but after that a person really doesn't have the permission to continue eating. He should pause, make a bracha brei pei hadama and something else to emotzi this food. Okay. Let's hold it here. We have some more to clarify in regards to the definition of a tree versus a plant. Have a good day.